Hello, welcome to the Thursday, September 3rd, 2015 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The Sands Securing the Human people came up with their new monthly newsletter, the Ouch newsletter, and this month's edition deals with two-factor authentication. Again, this newsletter is really more targeting the average user, not necessarily our core audience here at the Internet Storm Center, but it's a great thing to sort of give to relatives or using your own internal awareness program in order to educate people about what two-factor authentication is and how to use it. The newsletter itself is pretty brief, so most people should be able to read it rather quickly. And a couple weeks ago, there was big noise about Kaspersky allegedly sending non-malicious files to sites like VirusTotal and then watching how many of its competitors started to mark these files as malicious just because Kaspersky did so. So essentially, these competitors were updating their signatures blindly, just copying whatever Kaspersky labeled as malicious without double checking whether or not these files were actually malicious. Kaspersky caught some flack for that, kind of for playing essentially tricks on its competitors and potentially endangering users' systems, because if now a non-malicious file would have been labeled as malicious, it could of course cause problems to the user's system. Dr. Webnow apparently did something similar, and well, they actually came forward and admitted to it, even though they made the distinction that they themselves never claimed that these files were malicious. Instead, they just said that they uploaded slightly modified non-malicious files to antivirus laboratories without actually labeling them themselves as malicious. And still, they found that many of their competitors did label these files as suspicious just because they were uploaded to these test sites. Sort of interesting and in some ways actually understandable that with the huge flood of viruses that are being submitted every day, and that's in the thousands, that the process of creating these signatures and classifying files is mostly automated and only very little manual work is done to actually figure out what a particular sample does or whether or not it is actually malicious. And one discussion that keeps flaring up from time to time is whether or not encryption sometimes helps bad guys, in particular terrorists. Now, Turkey apparently is taking a rather harsh stance on this and arrested three journalists that worked for Vice News because they carried an encrypted laptop with them. According to news reports, Turkish officials believed that the encryption scheme or technology was similar to what some terrorist organizations used. At this point, it isn't known really what software was used or whether or not this was something just off the shelf like BitLocker or PGP or something more specific. And well, routers are still insecure. In this case, it's now Belkin's turn. The Belkin N600 wireless router does offer a number of interesting vulnerabilities. Probably the more interesting ones are client-side authentication, where a login success value of 1 will magically log you into the router. And then also things like cross-site request forgery and credential management in general not happening correctly because, well, it can be cross-site request forged. And one common issue with web applications is to restrict the file size of any files users upload to web applications. Now, typically that's relatively straightforward, but things get a little bit more interesting if the file is compressed. In this case, a relatively small file may actually expand to, well, a very large file. Now, with zip files and the like, this issue is relatively well understood. Where it isn't as well understood is with images, which often use compressed image formats. Someone now came up with a PNG image that's only 420 bytes in size, but if uncompressed, it actually uncompresses into enough pixels to fill up 141 gigabyte if stored uncompressed. So this will not necessarily fill up the disk on your web server, because the web server will just save it as the compressed PNG file. But if your web server attempts to analyze the file, for example, to make sure it is a valid PNG file, then you may still run into issues. Or if the browser tries to render the file, you may run into memory problems. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again to ThreadStop for supporting this podcast. And thanks to all of our listeners for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.